Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour. Darren, Donnie, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we are excited. Our first installment of trivia that's going to be a staple on Fridays at 1 o'clock for the foreseeable future. Guys, are we ready? And by the way, I did look. I was, like I said, I glanced over. And how weird is it that I just saw U.S. Open being moved, and the first thing I thought of was the tennis U.S. Open and not golf?
That is kind of funny that you did that.
Yeah. I'm like, I was thinking about that during the break. I was like, huh, isn't that weird that I just assumed it was tennis over golf? But yes, the event, a major in June for PGA, has been moved to a later date. So no surprise there. Are we ready for trivia?
I'm ready to go. I got some NFL questions, but you have to refresh everyone on the rules, because I know it's been a while since we've done this. And this is a staple for you two.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm excited to now be a part of it.
You are not going to... Let's see. What do we have here? We got Boomba's, Craft Pizza and Tap House gift cards. Okay. And, oh, one of the winners is going to get a pair of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch with special guest Papa Roach and I Prevail at Bridgestone Arena on Monday, October 5th. Okay. So it looks like we've got some Boomba's Pizza and Tap House gift cards. And a pair of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch and Papa Roach at Bridgestone Arena. That is in October. So very, very cool. All right, let's tell everybody the categories. So the number, 615-737-1025, 737-1025. My category is going to be March Madness. It's only appropriate that we have March Madness / the NCAA tournament as one of our categories. Willie, your category is?
The hockey team here in this city, known as the Nashville Predators.
Okay. And Chase, yours is?
The National Football League.
The National Football League. Are we asking the callers to go through all three categories?
I think so.
I was thinking this. Two out of the three? Or how about you get a question from all three of us, and if you get two out of three right, you win? Or do you have to go three for three? How high are we setting the bar in this first tournament?
I've tried not to get crazy with my questions. I've kept them pretty tame. So, I mean, it's not like I've gone, crazy hard with mine. So I don't know what levels you feel like your questions are. I feel like mine are pretty tame.
Yeah, mine are too. I tried to make it challenging but fair.
I'm even willing to give you, if I think it's a little too hard, I'm even maybe willing to give you even some choices.
Yep, same here.
So let's just make it going through all three. We're going to look, we haven't done this in years. This is something that Willie and I used to do for a long, long time in this market and had huge success with. It morphed into something we never dreamed it would. I mean, it turned into a trivia day / night on the show. We aired it live. We did it out at a hotel on West End at the Holiday Inn and the Commodore Club. And it was a fun, fun deal. It was a lot of work, but the payoff was well worth it. And we just thought, everybody loves trivia. And so we thought we would bring it back. We were planning on doing this no matter what in the summer months. So it's not like We just decided in these special circumstances that we would bring this out. If you've been listening to the show, you've heard us say that we were going to do trivia in the summer months. So we had already made the decision to bring it back. But obviously, thanks to COVID-19, you're on the list, by the way, still COVID-19. We've sped up the process, and so we're going to start that now. We know normally we do a portion of the calendar year. We do pick six during the 1 o'clock hour on Fridays, and so now we're going to do trivia. So you got to go through all three of us. How's that sound?
Yeah, it works.
It sounds hard. I think it's only the strong survive today. If you got to go 3 for 3,
bring
that's tough.
Your A game.
Bring your A game.
Bring your A game. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. And we need your participation. That's just the bottom line. We need you to get in there and get involved in the show.
We're just going to practice physical distancing.
Okay? Physical distancing. Not going to say social anymore because we want you to be social with us. We want you to interact with the show. So, Chase, what do you got?
All right, let's go to Joe. Joe will lead us off.
Hey, Joe. Guys.
Welcome.
Joe, how do you feel? What's your level of confidence? How do you feel right now?
7 or 8.
7 or 8? That's not bad.
That's not bad.
All right, we're gonna start with the NCAA tournament, okay? We're gonna start with March Madness.
Sounds good.
My question is simply put, Joe. Who was the last team to repeat as national champ? Who was the last team or school to go back-to-back national champion?
University of Florida Gators.
The University of Florida Gators? Not only did he get the answer correct, he said it correctly. I don't know if he meant to do that. That was going off the – you just made the list. He did not say – Florida University Gators.
No, sir.
Joe, well done. On to the second round.
Is that me?
Chase, that's
okay,
you.
Okay, we'll give him a choice. Which one do you want? You want hockey or you want football first?
Let's go football.
All right. Recently signed free agent Tom Brady completed his first NFL pass against what team?
Thanks to Mo Lewis, the New York Jets.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, sir.
That is incorrect.
Oh, really? Joe was so confident. I thought he nailed it. He sold it.
I was confident because that was the game that Bledsoe got hurt, right? It was against the Jets down the stretch?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was when he took over. But that was not his first pass.
Wow.
That's a little bit of a curveball.
That's tough. That's tricky, Chase. That is just not out of the gates,
that's
really?
That's a curveball? That's a 9 on difficulty. I thought Joe did very well to think back to the game that Bledsoe got hurt. That was very, very good.
I'm a Patriots fan, so. Yeah, that's.
So what's the answer?
Okay, so if I give it, I can't use it. It was actually his rookie year. He came in mop-up duty against Detroit.
Chase, come on, man. That's
you got to work for
brutal.
It.
That is a brutal question, man. That is brutal.
Okay, we can give Joe another one.
I mean, that's too brutal.
That's luck of the draw. It's luck
Golly.
Of the draw.
Golly.
Luck of the draw.
Hey,
we'll be back next week.
Joe, what color underwear did Tom Brady wear in the game against the Bills in 2012?
In the mop-up, dude. When he was backing up.
In the mop-up, yep.
All right. Do you want me to give him another one, or is he done?
No, he gets another one. Okay. That's weak. Come on.
No, right. That's a great question. It's just a trick question.
Who remembers that?
That's a great question. I'll give him that.
Thank you very much. All right, I'll give you another one.
Darren, we're going to do this every week, so there's going to be some questions that people think are too hard, too easy, right?
But
that's just part
of it. Would you admit that
we move on?
But haven't we all agreed that one was a little
That was very, very tough.
Out of the gates. Yeah, a little tricky right out of the gates.
That was very tough.
All right,
But we can't just let people say that question was too hard. Give me another question. We can't do that.
Okay, so decide. What are we doing?
Do you have Joe another question? He's earned it. Joe has earned another.
The commissioner
question.
Has spoken. The commissioner has spoken.
Thank you.
Trent Dilfer was on our show earlier.
Okay, here we go. Good. This is good. Tying in Trent Dilfer, a guess. Very good.
Yes. Where did he play college football?
Ooh.
Fresno State.
Very good.
That is correct.
Very good. Okay. I like what you did there. Way to work in that angle. All right, Joe, for the win, Willie Donick and the Predators.
All right, Joe, you get to thank Darren for giving you new life if you get this right, and you are our first winner. This is Nashville Predators trivia. Yes. All right, we're going to start it off with this. Peter Laviolette's first team, 2014-15. They started 41-13-7. They were ripping out of the gates. They ended up with 104 points. On that team, they had four players that had 20 or more goals. I need you to name two of the four.
Forsberg. And Shea Weber.
Forsberg and Weber. That is incorrect. Forsberg is correct. That was his rookie year, 26 goals. Shea Weber ended up with 15 goals.
15,
on that
okay.
team.
Well said,
so
Joe.
Reveal the rest of the answer.
Yeah. Well, no,
Joe, that
I
was
don't
an
know.
Outstanding effort.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Joe. Remember,
thank
every Friday at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
So, Willie, can you give the question one more time?
On Peter Laviolette's first team, this was the 2014-15 season.
Correct.
That team had four players that had 20 or more goals. And you had to name two.
One of them's got to be Craig Smith. Because that's all he does.
That is correct. That would have been the correct answer.
James Neal.
James Neal's 20 or more. He's money in that department as well.
That's correct.
There you go.
I mean, what did James, James Neal's gone, what, nine straight seasons? Until last year, right? That streak ended last year? In Calgary?
I'd have to go back and check.
I think he went nine straight seasons.
He had a great streak. Nine straight years, I think. I think you're right. And who is the fourth? This is the tough one.
Craig Smith, James Neal, Philip Forsberg. This is 2014-15 season?
Yep.
Ooh. Mike Fisher?
He had 19.
Oh! Let's see, that's trickster. No, that's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah. I don't know. Tell us.
Colin Wilson.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I never would have gotten
that. Oh, yeah, no. Would not have guessed that. Okay, good stuff. All right. Chase, are we getting some participation?
We do. We one line available.
All right, that's good. All right, I love it. I love the spirit of trivia. 737-1025. 737-1025. We've got really good prizes. We'll come back. More phone calls. This is what we're doing this hour, so we need your participation. We'll come back, get more people involved. On the other side, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 1025, The Game. Oh, that music must mean we are asking questions and you're giving us answers. Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House gift cards. And one lucky winner can get a pair of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch, special guest Papa Roach, and I Prevail. That'll be at Bridgestone Arena on October 5th. Chase, who do we have next? Who's next up?
Seth has been waiting patiently, so Seth, welcome in.
Seth,
hey, guys,
welcome
thanks.
To the show. Seth, we're going to start with March Madness. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
CBS aired three games on Saturday, and the second game we talked about on Monday's show was Valvano and NC State, the sixth seed, taking down the Giant, the number one seed in Houston. NC State, the Wolfpack, won by a bucket that was scored as time expired. In that 1983 title game, who scored – the winning basket for NC State that we just watched on Saturday?
Oh, man.
Okay, do you want a multiple choice?
Yeah, I'll take multiple choice.
Okay. Was it Derek Wittenberg? Was it Sidney Lowe? Was it Thurl Bailey? Was it Lorenzo Charles?
All right, I'm going to go with Sidney Lowe was throwing it and Wittenberg actually put it in the basket.
Sidney Lowe was shooting the long shot, and Wittenberg is the one who put it in?
That's my answer.
Seth, unfortunately, that's incorrect.
Lorenzo Charles.
It was Lorenzo Charles.
Gotcha.
It was Lorenzo. But thank you for playing.
All right. Thank you, Derek.
Friday's at 1 o'clock. Lorenzo Charles, guys, we just watched it on Saturday. I thought it was appropriate to throw that out there. We just watched it. So that was good.
That was very generous. Darren, you gave all the choices. You gave all the names just to ring a bell for everybody.
I didn't even throw him any curveballs with those names. Right?
No curve.
You could have asked who threw up the prayer, you know, from about 35 feet. Air ball that ended up being an alley-oop pass. Derek Wittenberg, right?
Well, he wasn't really passing, right? That was a shot, correct?
Oh, that was a shot. It was a panic shot. He was way far out. The pass
way
was almost stolen. He thought maybe there was only 1 second left. There was still like 4 seconds. And so he just threw it at the basket, and he came up the perfect distance short for Lorenzo Charles to put it in.
Now, in the 82 game, we saw that there was no three-point line for North Carolina and Georgetown, but in that title game, there was a three-point line, but it was not in use yet, correct? I think it was only being experimented that season in certain leagues. I think the ACC had it.
In certain leagues, yeah.
But it was not being implemented
in league
the tournament. Right. Okay. Just for people who did see that, where 82 there was no line.
Was the first year.
Yeah, 83 was the first time they had the line. They were experimenting in it with certain conferences, but it was not implemented there in that 83 title game. Okay. Who do we have next?
Let's go to Mike.
Okay. Mike, welcome into Friday Trivia. Are you ready?
Oh, ready or not. I got no chance at hockey, but I'll give it a shot.
All right, well, how about we start with football? Chase, you give him a football question.
All right. Jadeveon Clowney, who is currently a free agent, who was his head coach at South Carolina?
I'm going to go with Steve Spurrier.
Fires!
That is correct.
All right. All right, Mike, you're on a roll. All right, NCAA tournament to get a little bit closer to the home stretch. Okay. Mike, how about I do this? Twice, Mike, in NCAA tournament history, I'm going to phrase this a little bit different. Twice, an 11 seed has reached the Final Four. Twice. I'm asking you to name one of the two teams as an 11 seed who reached the Final Four.
Oh, let's go. It wasn't VCU because they were lower than that. Let's go.
I'll tell you what I'm willing to do for you. I'm willing to give you the years, but you have to give me a quick answer so you can't Google it. Okay?
I'm not.
1986 and 2006. Go. Give me a school.
86. How about LSU?
LSU is correct. LSU in 1986.
Hey, that's me and his money.
George Mason in 2006.
I was thinking about them too.
I knew when you were going down that path of talking about VCU, I knew you were going down the George Mason path. All right, for the win.
All right, I need an easy one, Willie.
All right, here is the question. The first Nashville Predators team to win a playoff series was 2010-2011. Can you tell me the team that they beat to break through?
I'm going to say the Ducks.
Gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes!
Outstanding.
Very good.
He nailed it.
I feel like we need more crowd noise.
I know, it's tough because we're not.
Marv Albert in the fall, it just cuts off. You want to hear the explosion of the crowd.
Very good.
I remember I was actually, when y'all did that trivia at the Commodore Club, I was by myself. I think y'all had groups of teams of three, and I held my own. And also, Willie, I don't know if you remember this. You did a trivia out at Sporting Goods store in Franklin probably about 10 years ago. Remember that
store in Franklin?
I don't remember that.
I remember doing one. The first one that George and I ever did was at, where was it? It was at Father Ryan. And is that the one you were talking about?
No, this is a little sporting goods store out in Franklin, but I used to be a Kmart there. And I just remember, I won some prizes, but you asked me a question, and the answer was Mike Smith.
He was just asking you a question. I don't remember us ever doing a. Yeah.
No, it was, I played somebody. It was Willie and.
Huh.
I forget who you were with, Willie, but it's been a while.
We actually had a contest. We had a contest on the air?
No, it was in person one night. We had to come out and fill out a flyer, like 20 questions, and you took the top two.
Oh, this was out at at Cool Springs.
Yeah,
this was Embassy.
That's right.
This was Embassy Suites, right?
No, it was in Franklin, a little sporting goods store by where Kmart used to be.
Huh. Sports Seasons, maybe?
I forget the name of it.
So, Mike, you were at the Commodore Club when we did that.
Yep.
Wow.
That was, man. How long ago was that?
That was
years ago.
Really? What was that? 07?
I 08? Used to listen to those.
08?
Oh, yeah. It would have to be. It would have to be in that range.
07, 08?
I was in college.
Somewhere 07, in that range.
06.
06, maybe even? Wow. Very cool. Mike, congratulations. We will hook you up with a prize. And remember, we'll be doing this every Friday starting at 1 o'clock.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
All right, put him on hold. Nicely done.
Well done, Mike.
All right. By the way, he quickly nailed it. Well, clearly he's all into trivia. We can tell.
Got a couple lines open, 615-737-1025. Want to do another one before the break?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Thomas, welcome in.
Hey, guys. Hey, Willie, I was at the one at Father Ryan, actually.
Were you
really? That's really dated. That's got to be how long ago was that?
I'm going to say that was the summer of 96.
Yeah, I was going to say that was not in 2000s.
Yeah, that was before I had children.
All right, Thomas.
That was before I was married.
Where do you want to start?
And you had a full head of hair, as I recall. Let's do football.
All right. The National Football League. Who holds the record for the best rookie passer rating in the NFL?
I'm going to say Dan Marino.
You're going Dan Marino. That is incorrect.
Holy cow. That was a tough one. Hey, now I do like this softer, kinder, gentler trivia. So let's give me another one since, you know, I've been doing this 25
see,
years.
Darren, see, this is what we opened up a can of worms.
Thomas is not, although he did pay a compliment, that was a good start. We're going to have to veto that request and ask you to call back next week.
It's difficult, but it's not that difficult of a question.
Was it about Willie's hair? Is that why you're doing this to me?
No, actually, we enjoyed that. That would have helped you.
You guys set a precedent early on, guys. Come on now.
I know.
You did, Darren.
I know, but Chase's question was, you know, what color underwear did Tom Brady wear? That just was silly, and nobody knows that. It was just a little too much. Right out of the gates, too. Like, that was the first question. I mean, whew. That was brutal.
All right, I'm still here. Come on, throw it on me. Let's go.
Thomas, thank you for the call. You be safe, and you have a great weekend. I'm sticking to my guns on this one. I know. For effort.
Yeah, that was good.
He's going to be back next week. I'm telling you, he's going to be motivated. He's going to be ready to go.
Look, if he brought up a trivia event from 1996 that you did, because I knew that was dated when you brought that up, because I don't remember that. And so I knew that could not have been in the 2000s. Wow. That's impressive. Okay. We'll come back.
What was the answer to the question?
I'll
repeat the question.
Okay. I want to use it again.
Okay.
That's a good question.
Right.
And I'll give
you're
choices.
You're reusing? People people can look it up now.
This is a hint, by the way. Chase is rationing his acorns, so he has not gathered very many acorns.
No, I have. I mean, I'll give you the answer.
He's being very cautious.
All right. Who holds the NFL record for best rookie passer rating?
Best rookie passer rating. Dan Marino was a very good guess.
He would have been one of the choices.
Yeah, that was a very good guess. Can you give us a decade? Rating. Give us a decade?
The 2010s.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Would that have been rookie?
It's, I don't know. Like I said, it's tough, but...
And you're looking for the best passer rating?
He holds the record for rookie passer rating.
Passer rating. This is a tough one because a lot of people don't pay attention to that stat. Passer rating, I don't know. Just lay it on us.
Dak Prescott.
Good one. Okay.
Yeah, that's just...
See,
okay.
That could have been a good multiple choice.
Yeah, that's probably one, you would have had to... Probably been better off giving a little multiple choice.
Okay. I'm new to this.
I know. We're breaking you in as well, along with the listeners. All right, 737-1025. 615-737-1025. Chase is going to have to figure out, Willie, kind of the sweet spots to the questions.
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Yes.
Because Willie was a lot like that, too. Like, you know, Keith Hernandez, how many hair follicles did he have, you know? And he would, you know, just stuff. I was like, Willie, stop with this. Like, these are too hard. How many spikes did he have on his shoes in 1999? It's like, no, these are too hard. So Chase is going to have to massage and figure out his sweet spot, you know, that good balance. All right, we'll come back. More calls, 615-737-1025. More calls for trivia. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Playing a little Friday trivia here on Darren Donick and Chase. Got some really good prizes for you. We've had one winner. Mike. Was it Mike that won? Is that right?
Yep.
Elijah, Mike.
Mike was our first winner.
Was our first winner. That could be a trivia question down the road. Who was our first ever winner when we brought it back in March of 2020, March 27th to be exact. We've got Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House gift cards. And we've got a pair of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch with special guests Papa Roach and I Prevail. That'll be at Bridgestone Arena on October 5th. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Chase, who do we have next?
Let's go to Justin. Justin has been waiting patiently. Welcome in.
Justin, are you ready?
I am.
How do you feel about these questions so far? Are they tough? Are they okay?
We'll see. We'll see. I'm not that great at trivia, but I'm excited.
Okay. All right. Let's start with the NCAA tournament, okay? It is that time of year. So I'm going to give you an NCAA tournament upset special. But we're going to go all the way back to 1993. Arizona Wildcats, they were really good. Lute Olson, they were a 2 seed. But that year, they got upset in the first round. Do you remember the team? If you don't, I can give you multiple choice.
I was 4 years old, so please give me multiple choice.
Okay, you're going to need multiple choice if you were four. Was it A, Princeton, B, Valparaiso, C, San Diego State, or D, Santa Clara?
Can I do B, Valparaiso?
You can. B, Valparaiso is Justin's guess. And unfortunately, Justin, that is incorrect. It actually was D, Santa Clara.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Justin. Willie, any notable names from that 1993 Santa Clara roster?
One.
Uh-huh. Who would that be?
Steve Nash.
There you go. Steve Nash was on that Santa Clara roster in 1993 that defeated Arizona. Did you guys know it before I gave out the
I had no idea.
No? You don't remember that? That was a pretty memorable
upset.
We
talked about this the other day, the 15 seeds.
Yep. Yeah, the two. That's right. We talked about the fact that was that the first one? No, maybe second one. I think second one.
Second one.
Yeah, because Hampton was the first, right? I think that's right. There have been
The first one was Richmond. Over
Richmond,
Syracuse.
That's right. Richmond, that's right. So that was a couple years prior to this one. So we went through the 8-15 seeds that have pulled off the upset over two. Eight times it's happened. And we brought that up. Santa Clara defeating Arizona was one of those big upsets.
By the way, I was right. Missouri, that was their last year in the Big 12 when they lost.
2012, yes. Yep. That was their last year because they actually started football, though, that season.
That fall, yeah.
In the SEC, but you're right. That basketball season was still currently in their old conference. So, yeah, that's right. That was a part of that discussion as well. All right, who do we have next?
Let's go to Tim. Tim, welcome in.
Tim, what do you want to start with?
Hey. You guys just give me whatever you want. Let's do it.
Right, Chase, okay. Give him a football question.
All right, and I am willing to give a hint on this if you need it. In Super Bowl 35, our guest earlier, Trent Dilfer, was the quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens. He completed a 38-yard touchdown pass to this wide receiver in the first quarter that would ultimately be the game-winning score as they defeated the Giants 34-7 to win the Super Bowl. Can you name that receiver that caught the pass from Trent Dilfer?
That was a while back now. I'm probably going to need a hint, Chase.
The hint is this receiver played with Peyton Manning in both Indianapolis and Denver.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang it.
Good the hint. Good hint.
that was a great hint. Oh, I'm blanking on the guy's name. He played for the – I'm thinking of the guy that played for the Titans.
No, he never played for the Titans.
Okay.
Do you guys know it, Darren and Willie?
I know it. I knew it after you gave the hint. It took me a while to picture the guy, but once you gave the hint, that
Chase, I was multitasking. Can you give the question again?
This receiver caught a 38-yard touchdown pass from Trent Dilfer in the first quarter – for Baltimore and that was the first touchdown of the game, but ultimately the game winner when they won 34-7. Who was the receiver? And he played with Peyton Manning in both Indianapolis and Denver.
Ed McCaffrey's the only guy I can think of, but I know that's wrong.
Oh, is it Brandon Stokely?
Brandon Stokely.
Yes. Well, you know what? When he said... Tim, when you said McCaffrey, that's what sparked Stokely. Yeah,
Stokely.
Brandon Stokely.
Yep.
Well, I think he was thinking of Eric Decker.
Yeah.
I was.
But when he said that, I was like, oh,
Decker
yeah.
Had some
I think
big
that
years
was Brandon
Manning
Stokely.
And the Broncos.
All right, Tim, thank you. Remember, every Friday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, guys. Thanks.
All right,
now,
thanks.
I didn't think that one was
no, that's good.
Super hard.
That's fine. I'm bad. 737-1025, 737-1025, 615-737-1025. All right, who else do we have?
Let's go to Greg. Welcome in.
Gentlemen, Greg, doing well. I'm a little bit nervous because I knew the Santa Clara one right off the bat, and being a Giants fan, I knew about Stokely, so I'm sure this first one is going to be against me.
All right.
Well, we'll see. Where do you want to start?
Willie, let's start with you.
All right. The Predators had back-to-back years winning first-round playoff series in 2011, 2012, and the year before, 2010, 2011. We just talked about that. One of the defensemen on both of those teams was a 5'8", power-packed youngster nicknamed the Cube. Can you name this player? What Predators defenseman was nicknamed the Cube at 5'8", 194?
That'd be former Canadian number 51, Francis Bouillon.
Fires! Yeah!
That is correct.
That's correct. Well done.
It's not Rubik's. Just in case anybody out there was screaming out Rubik's, it was not Rubik's. All right.
The Bouillon Cube.
Yep. Remember it well. Greg, the only time, believe it or not, remember this for future references. Not gonna doesn't matter this year. But when filling out your brackets, only one time has all four number ones made it to the Final Four. That was in 2008. Can you give me two of the four teams that made it to the Final Four in the all four number ones in 2008? Go.
2008 Final Four. Holy moly.
Quickly.
I'm going to say Kansas. That sounds about right for them. And I'm in Charlotte, so I'm going to say UNC.
Kansas and UNC. That would be the University of North Carolina. For anybody out there, when you hear UNC, University of North Carolina, not North Carolina University. Ironically, Kansas and North Carolina played. Yes, that was their Final Four game, the semifinal. And the other one, anybody remember? I know you remember the one team because we know the national championship game. Who was the other matchup?
UCLA and Memphis.
Yep, UCLA and Memphis. That's right. We remember the overtime thriller, the gag job by Memphis, John Calipari. Couldn't hit free throws.
Oh, yeah.
And Kansas won in overtime. So
they would have taken that away anyway.
Well, I'm getting to that age in life where it's much easier for me to recall the Final Fours from like 1975 to 1995 than it is from 2000 to today.
Yep, 2008 had all four number one seeds make it. Only time that's ever happened. Hard to believe. All right.
Greg,
one more for the win.
Which NFL team has played in both the NFC and AFC championship games?
Seattle Seahawks.
Fires!
There you go.
Wow. Well done. Well
these people
played,
are
Greg.
Not calling just to pass the time. These guys are calling to win.
Greg is a winner.
And Greg's a winner. So now it's first it was Mike. Now it's Greg. Greg, thank you. You have a great weekend. We'll put you on hold and get your info and get you a prize.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
615-737-1025. Do we have somebody else? We can get one more in before we take our final break?
Yeah, Joe. Joe is weighing in.
Welcome Joe, are you ready?
Gentlemen, I'm ready.
All right, where would you like to start?
I don't know. Let's start with the NFL.
All right. Now pay attention to how I word the question, because that's very important, and I'll give you choices if you want them. Who was the first quarterback, professional quarterback, to pass for 5,000 yards in a season?
I'm going to say Dan Marino.
Would you like to hear some choices?
Because
I'm saying professional.
What's that?
Well, here's why I say that. I'm saying professional.
Oh, professional quarterback. Yeah. Professional quarterback.
Yep.
To throw for 5,000 yards, right?
Yep.
Well, he said Dan Marino.
I know Marino's 84 season was huge. I don't remember if Dan Fouts ever did it, because that would be the only other one. I know Jim Zorn went like 3,800 one year. So
I think outside that.
What I'm trying to say is there could be other professional leagues in the NFL.
Other professional leagues in the NFL. You know what, then? Going by the age, I'm going to try Warren Moon.
There you go. Warren Moon is correct. That's why I was trying to kind of
pay
get that.
That man, his money.
On the NFL side, was it Marino in 84, just as a sidebar?
I think so. I don't have that in front of me, but I think so.
Okay.
But we'll just call him Curveball Chase.
That's what,
a lot of curveballs in there.
I'm learning.
Well, I had it. He just had to slow it down for me. That's all. He had to take a little mustard off the curveball. I was all set.
Yeah, he had to stop wiping his nose before he made that pitch.
Yeah. Let's do NCAA next if we could.
Okay. All right, Joe. This was in my hometown, in my backyard back then. I skipped school to go to this Final Four practice in high school, and I don't regret it at all. It was the coolest thing I ever did. One of the coolest things I ever did, especially at that age, being in high school. We remember that Final Four at Rupp Arena in Lexington in the finals. Remember, there were three representatives from the Big East, and that national championship game had Villanova and the big, mighty, giant Georgetown Hoyas. 1985, okay?
1985, right.
1985, and the giant went down. The Hoyas went down to Villanova. I simply want to know, that Villanova Wildcats team that beat the big giant, what seed were they in 1985?
Oh, boy.
Do you have multiple choice?
Yeah, because there's a lot of numbers when you talk to seeding. I'll take the multiple choice. I'll take the lifeline on that one.
Okay. Was it a 6 seed, B, an 8 seed, C, a 5 seed, or D, a 7 seed?
Oh, 5, 6, 7, or 8. Wow, you really made that a lot easier. You couldn't go like, 2, 6, 10, and 14. now it's just a guessing game. So let's see. I'm thinking that, I don't know, 85, I don't even know if they still, I think that might have been the year before they went to extended the format, isn't it? When did they make the format 64?
That might have been the first year. It was
thinking it was right around that time they went to the 64 team format. So, you said 5, 6, 7, or 8. Well, you know what? Just as a guess, since we always know usually a 5 beats a 12, I'll go with the 5 seed.
C, 5 is Joe's guess.
Yeah. That was a tough one. I didn't think I was going to get that.
The higher seed, the highest seed I threw out there to you is what they were. They were an 8 seed.
They were an 8. Okay. Wouldn't the higher number mean the lower
seed,
not the higher seed?
The lower seed. Yeah, the lower seed.
All right. So, hey, maybe you asked the question wrong. See?
I like it. See, everybody's here looking for that extra question. I've opened up the door. I deserve that. Joe, thank you. Your request has been denied. You have a great weekend.
All right. Well, you know what they say. If you don't ask, it's an automatic no, so I had to throw it out there.
No, A for effort. I like it. Hey, we'll talk to you every Friday at 1 o'clock.
Stay safe. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you guys. Love the show.
All right, thanks. We will come back, get a couple more calls before we call it a week. Friday trivia here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. One more round of it next. Bring us home, Dave. Boomba's Craft Pizza and Tap House gift cards on the line. And a pair of tickets to see Five Finger Death Punch. Special guests Papa Roach and I Prevail. That'll be at Bridgestone Arena on October 5th. I have NCAA Tournament / March Madness questions. Chase has football questions. Willie has Predators questions. Those are the three categories you must slay to win a prize. We've had two winners. Mike was our first winner since bringing this back, and Greg was our second winner. Can we get another winner? 737-1025. Chase.
Let's go to Shannon. Shannon, welcome in.
What's up, gentlemen?
Shannon, how you doing?
Good.
Who do you want to start with? What category?
Start with Willie.
Little Preds.
All right, the one and only Skillsy, Hal Gill, was traded to the Nashville Predators from the Montreal Canadiens in exchange for this Predator. Can you name the Predator that went back to Montreal in the deal?
Can you do that? Can you read that one more time? I'm sorry.
Hal Gill, now known as Skillsy, in this neck of the woods, of course, he's known throughout the hockey world, but Halgood was traded to the Predators back in 2012 at the trade deadline from the Montreal Canadiens. The Predators, in exchange, traded this player to Montreal.
Need an answer.
Francis Bouillon.
No. No! God, please, no! 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 No!
That was good.
That was good.
Yeah.
No, he was actually a Nashville native. He was from Brentwood.
That's his name.
Shoot. Right, Willie? Right? Yep. Was he from Brentwood?
Correct.
He went up there.
Yes.
He went up there and got hurt.
Yeah, yep. Unfortunately.
He did, unfortunately, yes.
Blake Jeffrion is who you were looking for.
Yep. Sorry, guys.
Thank you, Shannon.
I'm sure he will try again next week.
Yeah, Blake Jeffrion.
This is fun, though. I like this. I mean, I obviously will work on the strength of my questions, find that balance, but for the first time, I thought
you'll get in the groove. You'll figure it out. Willie and I have asked thousands and thousands of questions over the years, so you'll be fine.
Let's see if you guys know this one. What quarterback did Tampa Bay trade away for a second and fourth round pick in 1987 after deeming them a bust?
What quarterback? Steve Young?
Steve Young.
All right, I'll leave you guys with one. Let's see. Who was the last one and done? So that would be a freshman. The last one and done to win a national title before going to the NBA.
Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis would be a correct answer, but there was somebody before him.
Before him?
Yep.
I thought you said somebody. The last guy to do it.
This.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Did I?
Yeah. You're saying somebody after. You're saying somebody since him.
Oh, yeah. But actually, that would not be correct. I had in my mind Carmelo Anthony at Syracuse.
Yeah, but that was way back in 2003.
Yeah, he was before.
Anthony Davis did win. That's right. That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be more than one.
I stumped the stumper.
Duke had guys in 2015 had like three guys on that team that were one and dones.
Is it
Okafor?
Okafor, Jones, Winslow?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't ask that one. See?
Yeah, good.
See, that's why
good
you
job
throw
not
that
asking
one the,
that one in the air.
You throw that one in the bin. Toss that one. We know there were a lot of guys who made it close. Greg Oden. O.J. Mayo, those guys, but did not win it. All right, Chase, play us out. That's going to do it for our show and our week from home. Physical distancing. You can go out and be social this weekend. Enjoy the weather. We'll be back at it Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll talk to you then. Be safe.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.